Our guest today has shown over and over again that a comparatively small investment in children can have a substantial payoff when those children reach adulthood. Children from poor Chicago neighborhoods who graduated from an early childhood education program did far better than peers the same age who did not attend the program. Among the benefits were higher educational attainment, lower rates of serious crime and incarceration, and lower rates of depression. A cost-benefit analysis showed that for every dollar spent on the program, $4 to $11 of economic benefits were seen over a child's lifetime. From the National Institutes of Health, I'm Barrett Whitener. This is Research Developments, a podcast from the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, the NICHD. Joining me today is Arthur Reynolds, Director of the Human Capital Research Collaborative at the University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs. Dr. Reynolds is the director of the Chicago Longitudinal Study, which periodically checks in with 1,500 children who attended early childhood programs in poor areas in Chicago. The project is now in its 26th year. Dr. Reynolds and his colleagues have analyzed data from children who attended the Midwest Child Parent Centers in the Chicago Public School District. Most recently, another of Dr. Reynolds' studies showed that poor children who participated in full-day preschool had stronger math and reading skills and were better prepared to start kindergarten than those in part-day programs. For these impoverished families, full-day preschool also benefited parents by freeing their time to pursue their own careers or education. The CPC program provides children of low-income families with intensive instruction in reading and math from pre-kindergarten through third grade. The children also attend frequent educational field trips. Their parents are provided with training in job skills and parenting skills and are encouraged to volunteer in their children's classrooms and to help supervise field trips. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Reynolds.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Much of your funding for this research, especially in the beginning, was provided by the NICHD. And your most recent work, which we'll talk about too, had some funding from the NICHD, but was largely supported by the Department of Education. So let's start with your earlier studies. You published one in 2007 and an update in 2011 on the long-term benefits for the graduates of the Midwest Child Parent Centers when they reach adulthood. Could you tell us briefly about how long you followed the children and what kind of benefits you saw for the program graduates compared to the non-graduates?
Yeah, so this is a cohort. The children were born in 1980, and so we've followed them up to the age of 28. And, you know, one of the consistent findings that we've had, and it also showed up in these analyses, you know, reported in 2007 and in 2011, and also in the cost-benefit analysis, that, you know, preschool graduates and graduates of the Child Parent Center program, you know, from preschool to third grade, you know, had significantly higher levels of educational attainment, you know, compared to kids in the, you know, the more traditional programs without a, you know, without the intervention. And that those, you know, changes in educational attainment, you know, also had, you know, impacts on the reduction, you know, in need for school remedial services, you know, such as grade retention and special education, but also significantly lower rates of crime, including felony arrests in adulthood. This is up through the age of 28. And also lower rates of child abuse and neglect, you know, by the end of adolescence.
What did you find specifically about the benefits later in life for the children who graduated from the program?
We also saw, you know, impacts on health and well-being in terms of, you know, lower rates. CPC graduates had significantly lower rates of substance abuse, higher rates of health insurance coverage, and also, you know, greater economic well-being in terms of, you know, being placed in jobs with higher skills that earn more in terms of income, and that these broader effects, you know, looking at health and well-being, you know, were really a generalization of the impacts that we saw in education. So we see that these early influences, the early investments in preschool, and if those investments, you know, continue into the early grades, that we see these long-term benefits on health and well-being, and not just education or health, but also you know, social, you know, benefits in terms of reduced crime and child abuse and neglect. And we've also looked at some family, you know, impacts as well. And we do find that participants also had, you know, greater levels of parent involvement in education, in their lives, and that those, you know, those benefits that we saw, you know, certainly were a mechanism or a reason why we found these long-term benefits on child abuse and neglect and also on crime prevention.
You mentioned earlier that you had added some features to the CPC standard features. Could you describe a little bit more about what those features consisted of?
Yeah. And so one of the things that we changed is that the program that in the Midwest CPC program, you know, we made the opportunity for children to participate in a full-day preschool program, not just a part-day program. The earlier study is based all on really a three-hour a part-day pre-K program at age 3 and 4. So the option here, and certainly in Chicago, which was one of the major, the largest district implementing the Midwest CPC, there was an option to participate in a full 7 hour per day pre-K program, you know, at age 3 or 4. And so that was one change. Another change was that, you know, we sort of expanded the outreach opportunities and the heavy emphasis on parent involvement. The teams that worked on parent involvement really were working, you know, maybe 20 to 30 hours per week. So we increased sort of the outreach time to do, more home visits and more sort of resource mobilization, you know, to families. And so sort of the parent involvement, you know, system was more enhanced because there was more time to do home visits and also, you know, more outreach that was available. Another feature was we added an online professional development system, and so that there was coaching support to teachers in implementing, you know, the curriculum and instructional strategies, you know, both in terms of online module support, but also in, you know, coaching and, you know, facilitation and, you know, supporting teachers and using best practices in the classroom. And, you know, we did a lot of that work in collaboration with the Erickson Institute in Chicago in terms of a whole professional development system. And another feature is certainly aligning the curriculum that each school had to design sort of a curriculum instructional alignment plan, and also to develop a, you know, menu-based system of parent involvement that would be endorsed by the principal. And so in terms of a leadership, and so in a sense, we converted the CPC program into a school reform model where, you know, previously I think it was more seen as kind of an add-on or an extension of what was going on.
Why did full-day preschool seem like something to explore? Was it as simple as if part-day preschool has benefits, then more of it would have more benefits?
That's right. You know, the learning time, when you increase learning time, I think in the last 20 years there's been a lot of research on just, you know, increasing learning time, increasing instructional time, you know, has been associated with gains in learning, especially for lower-income kids, kids that have more risk factors, and it can be a sort of a mechanism to reduce the achievement gap. And so I think that's just a function of a lot of the research. If you, you know, extend the day or, you know, provide, you know, services, you know, like full day, you know, services, you are extending the learning time. What we found was there's, you know, a couple of factors here. Obviously, if you just increase learning time in an average program or a program that's not high in quality, you're not going to get the benefits. But in the CPC program, it already has been shown to be a high-quality program. It's a very high-quality program that has, you know, small classes, as I say, a lot of support for teachers and instruction, a leadership that ensures that, you know, best practices, and there's, you know, strong coordination is occurring. And what we found was that when we doubled the instructional time, it's even beyond that because we're going from a three-hour-a-day program to a seven-hour-a-day program. And what we found was that there was, you know, when you're doubling that instruction time, you find, you know, parallel increases in school readiness skills. And what we found was, you know, large changes in not only literacy and math skills, which would, you know, may be expected, but also found parallel changes in social-emotional well-being in terms of, you know, rule following and, you know, peer relationships, you know, in the classroom, you know, sort of you know, children's self-control and emotional control, that those changes were also, you know, indicated. And we found that, because one of the reasons that we did a full-day program is a lot of the families in this child parent centers in this day and age, they were looking for a full-day program. And as a consequence of that, because of the greater commitment that the school showed by increasing, you know, full-day programs, what we found was, you know, significant, you know, improvements in attendance. If families enrolled their child in the full-day program where they could have confidence and know that the child's going to be, you know, needs are going to be well addressed throughout the whole day, that gave them a lot of confidence, and it had the effect of increasing attendance and reducing chronic absences. In fact, what we found was, you know, about a 45% reduction in the rate of chronic absences associated with full-day preschool in the 11 schools that implemented full-day preschool in the Chicago Public Schools. These are the findings that were reported in JAMA just recently around Thanksgiving, around the end of November, and really show that these, you know, these carryover effects as well, really being a function of the fact that there's high quality, it's a high quality program, but certainly there was a greater parent investment, a greater child investment, because parents saw the gains, the learning, the nurturing, just the fun kinds of learning activities that were occurring, and they wanted to make sure their children were there every day to get the benefits of that experience.
These results are so impressive that it makes me wonder and want to ask, is there an expansion of preschool into full-day preschool happening now in the country?
Yeah, well, there has been an expansion in districts. I know, you know, maybe of if you look at four-year-olds, maybe only about 20 to 30% of, you know, four-year-olds in, you know, public, you know, preschool programs like state pre-K programs would have a full-day coverage. It's still a small percentage, but I think there's been gains, there's been increases over the last decade. What our findings, I think, show is that there needs to be further acceleration and opportunity for families that are interested and that want their children in the full-day program, that should be available, and especially for those that have higher risk factors, those families who can't afford private preschool, can't afford the $15,000 per year or more for a full-day program, that it should be, you know, made publicly available. What we found is that there were, you know, new classrooms that were opened up in St. Paul as a function of our findings that brought, you know, full-day preschool, you know, to the St. Paul public schools. And we see that other districts that we're working with, you know, both Normal and Evanston are all also interested in that. And I would say, generally, there's been other efforts as well. For example, the city of Chicago has just made an increased investment to open up, classrooms for, you know, over the next 4 years to about 3,000 children to participate in the child parent, you know, center program, using, you know, many of those slots being full day slots. Last thing I would say is that the Obama administration has just, you know, awarded funding of over $250 million. To states to scale up their preschool programs for four-year-olds. And all the funding for the programs must be to pay for full-day preschool. And so I think the benefits, the consequences of our findings, I think are being seen in these efforts that I mentioned. And in fact, you know, the economic analysis of, you know, the preschool, you know, for all grants and other grants that were awarded. There was a report done by the Council of Economic Advisors in the Obama administration, and that this JAMA study, our study on the CPC program, you know, was one of the, you know, the studies cited for, you know, scale-up potential in expanding the benefits of full-day preschool. So I think our study is probably one of the most foremost to show the potential, the benefits on school readiness skills and attendance of full-day preschool that really hasn't been shown before.
For parents who are excited about your findings and about the idea of a full-day preschool but who don't have access to that at this point, are there any steps you suggest they take?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we found was that that advocacy at the school level, and certainly, you know, letting their teachers, you know, children's teachers, schools, you know, communities, you know, their representatives, their, you know, their political representatives, to be aware that there needs to be options for families to enroll their children in full day programs, you know, to be provided, you know, publicly through their public school or through Head Start programs or other community-based providers as well. Families really need to, you know, look carefully at what the options are in their communities and where they want their children to be attending, you know, programs, but also to ensure that and make their views known that school districts and schools should provide this option. And that, of course, it's an option, so it's not a requirement. But again, you know, there are, you know, families that still would prefer their children to be in a part-day program, and that's fine. We've shown in our studies is you can get, you know, very big benefits in a part-day program. But for parents that want a full-day experience and not, you know, have the challenges of transportation and sort of the discontinuity that might occur during the school day, that option, you know, should be available. And I think, you know, it's both sort of looking for that option, but also advocating for that option and making sure that it is available in the service systems that parents are working in.
What happens next for your research? Where do you go next?
Our next phase is really to be able to track the progress of children that participate in the Midwest CBC expansion, to see what the gains are, not just in school entrance, but really over time, that our children's, is their well-being promoted in the same way that we found in the earlier longitudinal study, and that when you add in additional services, add in, you know, kindergarten services and aligning curriculum and providing sort of a menu-based parent involvement and supporting teachers all the way through third grade, do you get a synergy of benefits? So the effects that we see early on are snowballing and getting larger and larger as kids continue into the program and then we follow their progress.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me today about your research, Dr. Reynolds.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
I've been speaking with Dr. Arthur Reynolds, lead author of the study Association of Full Day versus Part Day Preschool Intervention with School Readiness, Attendance, and Parent Involvement. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.